Flooding. Civil society finds outlet on Facebook. Social networking aids local crisis recovery. The 18 days of flooding endured by the town of Nakhon Sawan spurred a powerful movement of social networking and showed that civil society can work well on flood relief operations. They helped the city quickly return to normalcy in the span of a mere 2 weeks. The floods, which hit the provincial municipality more than a month ago, were so serious that no dry space was left in the town. The sudden overflow of water over the river embankment forced more than 10,000 people to evacuate to 27 evacuation centers on nearby hills. We have strong cooperation in the community, which is the secret to our success, said Jenya Kwangiao, active in online flood relief coordination. The cooperation also extended through social networks. 11 residents set up a water monitoring group in Nakhon Sawan on Facebook. The number of followers increased to more than 14,000, most of them Nakhon Sawan natives. Asachai Picharunpon, age 30, who helped start the Facebook page, said he initially intended to update and share information about the floods with friends. He wanted to tell them where the floods had hit and the level of the water in different places, and to inform road users how to avoid flooded areas. Some of them later posted video clips on the webpage, which finally drew the attention of others living in Nakhon Sawan. More and more people came to our Facebook page and shared information on the flood. We had senior police officers, doctors, and officials, including the mayor, join our Facebook. That made our information even more credible, he said. The Facebook page was finally turned into a portal for rescue operations after members started posting messages for help. The moderators of the page worked as coordinators to contact people who had direct authority to deal with the problem, and most of them were friends on Facebook. As a result, they were able to rapidly send assistance to people in need. Although the flood crisis is over, the Facebook page is still active as a social media tool, providing useful information for people living in the province. Political comments are banned to prevent them from muddying the real purpose of the page. Adisak Chantavicha Nuang, a local civil society coordinator, said civil groups from such sectors as community development, business, academic, and media also formed the Civil Center for the Flood Victims to distribute relief supplies, evacuate people, and run a hotline service for people to call for assistance and information. The group measured the level of water using GPS tools, drew up emergency plans in case dikes were breached, and provided information to people living in the city. They also monitored the water level at Bumipon, Sirikit, and Kwainoi dams on a daily basis. But after withstanding the flood for 2 months, the city's flood barrier finally collapsed in the middle of October, causing the river to overflow and flood the city. The municipality deployed 700 water pumps, and it took 10 days to drain the water from the town and allow people to start the cleanup work.